to Hannity.com.
John Lott has a great piece out there saying Obama's big South Carolina gun lie. And, you know, when Obama said we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence doesn't happen in other advanced countries, it doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. Turns out Obama's claim is as truthful as his promise that you can keep your doctor and your health plan and pay less. Three of the six K through 12 school shootings ever that occurred in Europe, despite the strictest gun control laws in the world. Germany saw two of these mass massacres, 2002, 2009, and, you know, the combined death toll was 34. Norway had the highest annual death rate, two mass public shooting fatalities per million people. So as a matter of fact, Obama's wrong again. But don't expect the truth from the mainstream media. We'll have more on this. We'll get to your calls coming up next. 800-941-SEAN, straight ahead.
We know you never want to miss the Sean Hannity Show. And now you never have to. Just sign up for Hannity Headlines. A bite-sized version of the show that you can take with you on your laptop, your mobile phone, everywhere you go. Even to your liberal in-laws' place in Vermont.
So, yeah.
And after a few hours of that, you'll be glad you brought Sean along. To sign up today for Hannity Headlines, go to Hannity.com.
25 till the top of the hour. John Lott did a big analysis of the president saying that we as a country have to reckon with the fact this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries, doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. Well, that claim is false. Three of the six worst K through 12 school shootings that have ever occurred happened in Europe, despite gun control laws that are considered the toughest in the world. Germany had two of these massacres, and one in 2002, 2009, death toll of 34. Gun control havens of France and Belgium have both faced multiple terrorist attacks over the past year. When you adjust for America's much larger population, we see that many European countries actually have higher rates of death in mass public shootings. Norway, by the way, had the highest annual death rate, two mass public shooting fatalities per million people. Macedonia is next, Serbia is next, Slovakia is next, Finland is next, Belgium is next, the Czech Republic is next. The U.S. actually comes in eighth with mass public shooting fatalities per million people. Austria close behind. On Friday, the president said, you don't see murder of this kind of scale with this kind of frequency in other advanced nations on Earth. Well, among developed countries, the U.S. isn't anywhere close to having the highest homicide rate. The Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the arbiter of which countries are considered industrialized, ranks Russia and Brazil far ahead of the U.S. with homicide rates that are respectively 2.5 to 5 times higher than ours. Our rate was tied with Chile, and just slightly above the average for developed countries. In fact, across all developed countries, more gun ownership is generally associated with lower homicide rates. For example, Switzerland. They have widespread gun ownership. They enjoy one of the lowest homicide rates in all of Europe. At the other end of the spectrum, Russia, Brazil make legal gun ownership virtually impossible, yet they have very high homicide rates there. It's a common thread, by the way. Many of the attacks occur in places where general citizens can't carry guns. And according to, for example, the laws in France prohibit all these items. You know, like, for example, let's see, terrorists who attacked France this January had handguns, rifles, an M42 rocket launcher, Molotov cocktails, smoke grenades, hand grenades, dynamite. There are laws all over France saying you can't do this. But these attacks occur in places where citizens don't carry guns. And according to other people, the Charleston killer initially considered targeting the College of Charleston, but decided against it because they had security personnel. You know, facts don't matter to liberals. The